We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Sefer HaMitzvot, and we're in the Ramban's commentary, page Yud Beis, on the standard editions, page Mem Ches, in the Frankel editions. Aval Mashe Chashad Arav, three words before the end of the line in your editions. He's coming to defend Baal Halachos Gedolos and his enumeration of the 613 mitzvot against Maimonides' attacks. אבל מה שחשד הרב לבעל הלכות כחישוב תקופות שהוא מונה. But what Maimonides suspected that when Baal Halachos says that one of the mitzvos is calculating the seasons, הוא לידע תכונה, חוכמת התכונה ולחשוב בה. That the idea is you have to know how to figure out astronomy and to use the calculations, ושהיא מצווה מדבריהם שסמכו לכתוב, ממה שאמרו, מנין שמצווה על האדם לחשוב תקופות. And this is a rabbinic mitzvah, which the rabbis aligned with the verse, as the Talmud tells us, how do we know that there's a mitzvah for people to calculate the seasons, ומזלות, and the constellations? שנאמר, as the pasuk says, ושמרתם ועשיתם, כי חוכמתכם ובינתכם לעיני עמים. Moshe tells the Jewish people, you watch over this, you perform it, because this is your wisdom and understanding to the eyes of the nations. So the Talmud says, איזוהי חוכמה ובינה שהיא לעיני העמים. What wisdom and understanding do we have that stands out before the nations? So we could say that is the capacity that we have, our tradition on calculating the seasons, the zodiac. So that's that Gemara. And that Gemara seems to say that ushmaltem masitem, when the Torah says watch over it and perform it, the Torah is talking about our calculations, figuring out the seasons, figuring out our calendar. Now, if Maimonides understood that Baal Halachos Gedolos was saying that the mitzvah is to learn astronomy, and the mitzvah is to calculate the seasons with the astronomy you've learned, chalila lebaal halachot. God forbid that that's what Baal Halachos meant. Ki zo ina mitzvah midivrehim, ela la yodim ba, hu mitzvah al derech haziruz sheistaklu ba, viyodiu atidot leshaar haumot. But those who do know it, it's a mitzvah, he says, so to speak, to tell them, take care to use the astronomy you know to forecast the seasons, to forecast what's coming to other nations. Kenyana mimra shenit. Like the next thing the Talmud says there, shechazal v'ama. The Talmud then goes on to say over there in Shabbos, kol ha'yodeh lachshov tkufot u'mazalot ve'ino mechashev. Anyone who knows how to calculate the seasons and the zodiac and does not calculate, alav ha'katuv omer et pol Hashem lo yabitu ma'aseh yadav lo ra'u. About him, the verse says he doesn't bother taking note over God's handiwork and what God does in the world. V'zoi sheshaninu, and that's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, tkufot b'gematriot paperot lachochma, the capacity to calculate the seasons and the different numerical values of the Torah. That's like the crowning of the wisdom. That's a topping to the wisdom. Ve'im ken tiyeh chokhmat ha-gematria mitzvah. So would anyone say that calculating the numbers of the Torah, the different gematrios, is a mitzvah? You see they're counted together. So obviously, just like gematria, calculating the gematrios isn't a mitzvah, so too, figuring out the seasons is not a mitzvah. The Mishnah groups them together. They're perot la-chokhmat. They're like the icing on the cake. ואם היה דעת בעל ההלכות כן, היה מזכיר תקופות ומזלות. If that's what בעל ההלכות meant to say, he would have mentioned the idea of the seasons and the zodiac. והנה פתרנו בעל ההלכות מיות טועה בשגיאות הגדולות אשר האשים אותו בהן הרב זצ"ל. The Ramban says in conclusion, we've defended בעל ההלכות גדולות and we've illustrated that he has not made the great errors that Maimonides claims he has. ואם כל זה, יותר דברי הרב קרובים לנו. He says, now that I've just defended Baal Halachos Gedolos all along, at the end of the day, I agree with Maimonides. ונראים בעינינו, and this, Nachmanides does this throughout this work. He spends paragraphs upon paragraphs defending Baal Halachos Gedolos, and he says, that's his point in this work, to defend the early commentaries who Maimonides attacks. So he says, but at the end of the day, I happen to think that Maimonides seems to be more correct. That's what seems more correct to me. ונראה בעינינו שלא ימנו במניין הזה אלא מצוות שאין מן התורה בלבד. He says, I would think you should only count biblical mitzvahs in the 613. אם יהיה החשבון לב ידינו, if you could figure out the count that way. When you're counting 613, they should all be biblical. אבל יצאנו חוכמה נעלמה מכמה ספקות אשר בעניין וכמה מחלוקות במניין. He says, but to me, this wisdom is beyond me, he says, because there are areas where I have doubt, and there are areas where there's machlokas, and so he says, how do you decide? Is this a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Nachmanides has many mitzvahs where he disagrees with Maimonides. So he says at the end of the day, I don't know how to get the count right to get 613. I can discuss the concepts of what should be in the count and what not, but if you're going to ask me to make my own count, I can't do that. He says there are too many areas I'm uncertain about.
What does that mean, though? He made one, but he doesn't know how to make one?
He says, on many things I agree with Maimonides, and there is I disagree with Maimonides. I can't get it to fit into 613. If I'm going to look at the mitzvahs of the Torah and get them all to be a perfect fit to 613, I don't know how to do that.
What did he do?
Do you divide this? Does this count as two? Does this count as one? Nachmanides says, I can't.
613
he didn't. Nachmanides? He doesn't have a count.
He doesn't.
He has an area at the end of Maimonides' work where he says, this I don't think you should have counted, and this I don't think you should have counted, and this I do think you should have counted, and this I do think you should have counted. But he says there are so many areas he's uncertain about that he wouldn't be able to get it to fit 613.
So he just adds and subtracts from
Maimonides is right, but it doesn't make it fit into 613.
But at the end of the day, he comes up with 613?
No.
No.
There are always questions. Do these two count as one? Do these two count as two? Maimonides himself has a whole list of rules as we're in the process of learning. What counts, what doesn't count, what counts as one, and what counts as more. So about these rules he's discussing. About Maimonides' specific count, I'll discuss. This mitzvah should be counted, this mitzvah should not be counted. But to
according
get a perfect...
We'll see.
No. Nachmanides also, he's taking Maimonides to task on certain points, as we'll see.
But I don't understand. If he doesn't have an idea of how to make 16 mitzvah, then how can he argue on another system unless he finds...
Well, you see, his argument is finding fault with the system.
Right.
That's what he's doing, right.
That's what he does. He just finds fault with the system.
Well, his whole goal is to protect the earlier commentaries.
Right, I understand. But he... The only things that he says that should be added and should be subtracted from Maimonides are based on...
Let's see. It's not right to start making general rules. When you'll see, you'll understand. We'll get there. וכבר הורתיך על הלווין הבאים מכלל עשה שאין בעל ההלכות מונה אותם כלל. He says, one point I already mentioned is that we have a love haba מכלל עשה. That love haba מכלל עשה. That the Torah will sometimes say a positive statement which from which we derive a prohibition. What's an example of a lav haba mechlal asay? Can't think of one now. Torah says La Yitama, the Kohen Gadol, when he has a specific relative that passed away, he will become defiled for her, indicating, but not for other relatives. Meaning the Torah sometimes says, do this to the indication of, but not something else. That's a lava ba michlal asay. In that specific case, the Torah says, overtly, it says the prohibition, Lo Yitama to anyone else. But that would be an example. V'chein nireh advarim. And this is the way it would seem. Ki lama nimne mniya sheyesh balav meforash velav haba michlal asay b'shtayim v'nachshov zu atzava michlal alavin v'zo michlal asay v'lo nachshov mniya sheyesh b'shnayim v'shlosha alavin n'shtayim v'shlosh. He says, Baal halachos gedolos doesn't count the lava haba michlal asay, and he says, and I think it makes sense like him because let's say you have something that the Torah says explicitly, don't do it. Like Torah says, a kohen should not be tamei to other relatives. But his sister that was never married, he should be tamei for her. Should be to the exclusion of others. Now, you have an overt lav, and then you have a lav haba michlal asay. So, why would I count that as two? If I have two lavim on the same concept, do I count that as two? Torah says numerous times, don't desecrate Shabbos. Do we count that as numerous commandments? No, we don't. It's one mitzvah. The Torah repeats it, and it has more severity because the Torah gives it that weight. But at the end of the day, we count it as one. By the same token, if it's a lav and a lav abba michlal asay, that shouldn't give it another count. Im nelcha achar ha-maaseh she'anachnu osim, if you look at our actions, the Torah said about the same action, maybe two or three times don't do it, but at the end of the day, it's one action that I'm told not to do. Eina lanu el azara achat she'nimnanu midavar ploni. In essence, it's one action the Torah told me not to do. But if you're going to say the count is defined by how many commandments did God give, then you have to count many more than 613. You have to count all the psukim in which you have a prohibition. And there is a repeat there. The Torah tells you not to worship idols maybe 30 times in the Torah. So now that's going to be 30 mitzvos? You can't say that. ואם ידענו כי מניין הרב הוא המקובל נסבול כל זה ונאמר כי שינוי הזרה לקדוש ברוך הוא מלאו לעשה. If we knew that Maimonides' count is right, he has a tradition, this is what God says, so then we could answer and we'd make it work. We'd say, okay, so if God says something as a lav and God says the same prohibition but it's derived from an asay, כלומר מלאו גמור ללאו הבא מכלל עשה, יעשה אותם שני מצוות במניין. So we'd say, okay, we could swallow such a rule that if it's worded one time as a prohibition and one time as a proactive and the prohibition is derived, so for whatever reason God wants you to count it as two. He's saying it's not an impossibility. If a prophet would walk in and tell me, yeah, that's how you count 613, okay, I'd swallow it. And then I'd say, okay, this goes with the count of asay, this goes with the count of lavs, fine, I could do that. אבל יש בדברי הרב עוד ספקות עמוקות, but he says there are other areas which leave room for doubt in Maimonides, כאשר יתבר בעזרת הברית ברך שמו ויתעלה, as will be explained as we continue forward. And with that we celebrate the conclusion of the first Shoresh. Wow, it took us a year, but we made it. Okay.